going to tell you something about number theory. I really want to start with this, and then we can do what you want.
Okay.
But number theory is about the integers. The positive integers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just whole numbers, that's all it means. There's 0 and negative integers too. We'll mostly talk about the positive ones today. Number theory is concerned with things like prime numbers and square numbers. But today I just want to talk about relatively prime numbers or integers. Let's start with this problem.
What does relatively prime mean?
I told you before, two numbers are said to be relatively prime when they have no common divisors other than 1 and minus 1.
Okay.
That will come up. So, start with this though. Suppose you have an unlimited number of weights, that some of which weigh 5 pounds and some weigh 8 pounds. As many as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a scale, a balance type scale. So it's got a base and a support for two beams and a cross piece, and then two pans. And there's a pan here.
Mm-hmm. Where you can put things.
Where you can put stuff, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's another one hanging from the other side of the balance. And you can put stuff in there, and if it indicates it balances, you know you have the same number of pounds on one side and the other. And all you have are 5-pound weights and 1-pound weights. 5 and 8-pound weights.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to weigh out 1 pound of potato starch. How can you do that? If you had a 1-pound weight, you'd put 1 pound on one side and
mm-hmm.
4 in potato starch to what balances. But I know a way. You can do it with 5 and 8. 5s and 8s. Any number.
Okay. I can imagine that's possible.
Yeah?
By putting... I know.
Go ahead.
If you put 2 of the 8 pounds and 3 of the 5 pound weights.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 of the 5 pounds. And let's stick them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 of the 8s, put them here. They're bigger. I should draw them bigger. And that weighs 16 pounds, and it's 15,
mm-hmm.
so now you pour in the potato starch there
mm-hmm.
till it balances. You've got 1 pound
Perfect.
Of potato starch. That's great.
Wonderful.
That's not the only way to do it.
Okay.
Because I could put 5 5-pound
mm-hmm.
weights on one side.
And 3 8.
And yeah, very
mm-hmm.
good. That's
mm-hmm.
8, that was 24. And the 5
mm-hmm.
5s weigh 25. And this time you pour in the potato starch on the 8-pound side.
Mm-hmm.
8-pound weight
side.
Great. That's great.
Oh, it's a head one.
A balance?
And
so, all right. What if you had weights, that's two weight sizes. Suppose you had weights of, I don't know, 11 pounds and 19 pounds. Can you weigh out 1 pound of potato starch?
Probably, but...
In fact, you can.
So, let's see.
You can use some scratch paper if you want. I'm impressed. You got it so quickly, yes.
Right. So, 7 of the 11-pound
weights
and 4 of the 19-pound weights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would...
And then do the same thing.
76 pounds, 77
mm-hmm.
pounds, they differ by a pound.
And
that's not the only way to do it, by the way. There would be other ways. So here's the question in general. Given weights of A pounds and B... Can you weigh out 1 pound? A is an integer.
Mm-hmm.
B is another. When can you?
Right.
Can you weigh out 1 pound? Well, let me say it mathematically, when can you find integer multiples of a and b that differ by 1?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
Yes.
When I say multiple, I'll always mean integer multiple. A and b that differ by 1. That's the question. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Mm-hmm.
For example, suppose you had weights of 10 pounds and 18 pounds. Can you weigh out 1 pound? Can you find a multiple of 10 and a multiple of 18 that differ by 1? In this case, I think it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why?
I can't see it easily. Now,
the answer is no.
Right. And maybe it has to do with what they're divided by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the others are different from that. These could both, for instance, be divided by 2.
That's...
While these couldn't, and these
those,
couldn't.
These are relatively prime, mm-hmm. we say, and these are 5 and 8 are relatively prime,
mm-hmm.
11 and 19 are relatively
mm-hmm.
prime, 10 and 18, they're both even numbers.
Yeah.
Any multiple of 10 is an even number. Any multiple of 18 is an even
mm-hmm.
number. Two even
mm-hmm.
numbers cannot differ by 1.
That's of course.
And if A were divisible by 3 and B would be divisible by 3,
uh-huh.
any multiple of A would be divisible by 3, any multiple of B would be divisible by 3, and 2 multiples of 3 can't differ by 1 either.
Mm-hmm.
They differ by at least 3 or 6
yes.
or 9. Or
uh-huh.
So what is the answer to my question? What do you think is the answer? What is the conjecture?
In order for 2 numbers to differ by 1, they
multiple
have to be relatively
so
prime.
That much we believe, and I think we've proved
mm-hmm.
it, we've
mm-hmm.
talked that through,
mm-hmm.
in order that some multiple of one and a multiple of the other differ by 1, it must be that they're relatively prime.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the converse? If they are relatively prime, are you sure that you can find multiples of 1 and multiples of the other that differs by 1? So that's our conjecture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Conjecture, the answer is yes. If and only if, both ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A and B are relatively prime. Some people say co-prime. Have no common divisors other than 1. And one way is clear. You agree. 2 even numbers, you can
mm-hmm.
multiples of them are also even.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is when they are relatively prime. Is it true that you can find multiples of 1 and multiples of the other that differ by 1? This is really tremendously important. And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I already told you it's yes.
Yes.
I'll erase that conjecture. This is
that
the theorem.
It would be, yes.
Yes. You guess
but
by
yes.
playing around,
uh-huh.
and soon you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But a formal proof is another matter.
Uh-huh.
And there, I want to show you. Don't want there to be any doubt about this.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give you, for example, 101, and the second number could be 142. Some multiple of 101 and some number of 142 are going to differ by 1. Now, these are relatively prime. You might wonder, well, maybe they're both divisible by 7, but I happen to know they're
yeah.
not because
okay.
I'm quick at this. And
mm-hmm.
See, when I'm starting talking about the integers, and I'm assuming you know how to multiply and add and divide and subtract and that certain laws
yeah.
of arithmetic hold, I'm not going to belabor those in a course, I might talk a little bit about some of the distributive laws and associative laws that hold. I'm not going to bother with that right now. But I do know, for example, from experience that 101 is a prime number. It's not divisible by anything but 1 in itself. I just know that. And since it doesn't divide B, the common divisors are only 1. So yeah, the answer is yes. But what are they? What are the numbers that which you multiply 101 by and another number that you multiply 142 by so that the two things differ by 1. What are those? Are you sure they exist? You can
I don't understand exactly the question right now.
Find the numbers.
Find
a multiple of A and a multiple of B that differ by 1.
Oh.
Are you sure you can do it? We need a proof. You can do it. If the answer is yes, then you can do it by trial and error. And
yeah.
Probably
yeah.
you'll finish before midnight. And what if A is 1, 2, 4, 7, 1, 6, 1, 1, 5,
so this would be
8,
harder
2,
to do by trial and error.
And B is 1, 3, 9, 9, 7, 6, 1, 0, 4, 2, 1. Are you sure? Of course, I don't even know for sure that those are relatively prime.
All right. Well, the last number of both of those differs by 1.
Is
that just a coincidence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll change that. Those are probably relatively prime, but I don't know. So I want, now this,
maybe it has to do with subtracting them, could it? If you subtracted one from the other.
That's a good idea. That's not a bad idea. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove that there is a multiple of A and B, for example, a multiple of 101 and a multiple of 142 that differ by 1 in a very constructive way. I'm going to show you a method for calculating that. You may or may not like it, but I'm going to show you a method.
Right.
And it's really important in mathematics, this method. You might think it's baby stuff. It's
just it doesn't sound like baby stuff to me.
Well, it's pretty simple.
But it doesn't come to my mind immediately.
No, it does not. And it's a very important thing. It's the kind of stuff I'm starting to tell you about is important in cryptography and public key cryptosystem systems and it's in all of algebra. And really important. And it was known to Euclid. It's called the Euclidean algorithm that I will tell you about. First, forget this problem about finding a multiple of A and a multiple of B that differ by 1. You know, we'll be able to do that if they're relatively prime. But how do you tell if they're relatively prime in a reasonable amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Again, 101 and 142 I can do in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But these 10-digit numbers I can't do in my head.
Right.
And 500-digit numbers would be much harder, and 10,000-digit numbers are hard. Sometimes, if they're both even numbers, then you know they're not relatively prime. And there's, for example, an easy test to tell if a number is divisible by 3, and if both are divisible by 3, they're not relatively prime, but usually they're not both even, and they're not both divisible by 3, and it's really hard to tell. Anyway, this idea for finding the greatest common divisor is called the Euclidean algorithm, and one can modify it to find the numbers I want, the multiples.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, in this example, 7 and 4. So
would you divide one into the other?
How do you know that? That's very good.
Well, I first thought of subtraction, and now...
That is amazing. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. For example, 142 and 101, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to divide 142 by 101. It goes in once. How should I write this? I'll write it 142 is something. I'll put that I'll just put it in front. It's something times 101 plus a remainder. You're just subtracting. 41, I think it is. Why did I do that? I know why. I mean, I'm just saying it's not clear what I'm doing. So I'm divide 142 by 101, remainder is 41. Now I'm going to...
So maybe you could substitute letters for these?
I will. Later, maybe I should do it. Let me do it in the example first. I want to have two numbers in mind at each time, any point.
Mm-hmm.
At first it's 142 and 101, but now I'm going to replace it by 101 and 41. And I'll explain why in a minute, but now I want to take 101 and divide it by 41. So the second step is to divide 101 by 41. And it goes in twice, I think, and I get a remainder of what? It goes in twice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
82, and I guess the remainder is 19.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now I have two numbers in mind, 41 and 19. These are smaller. I'm going to take 41 and divide it by 19. It goes again twice, the remainder of 3. I won't write that down. I'm going to take, now I have two numbers, 19 and 3. I'm going to divide 19 by 3. It goes in 6 times, with the remainder of 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to take 3 and divide it by 1. It goes in 3 times. It's kind of silly. Well, it comes out even.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Three is divisible evenly by 1, and the remainder of 0. Just when you get a 0,
mm-hmm.
this number is the greatest common divisor.
I see.
The greatest common divisor. Now, I told you what a common divisor was. I haven't. The greatest, you can think of this just as the numerically greatest. Greatest is used in several ways in mathematics,
mm-hmm.
but numerically
largest,
greatest is fine.
You could say.
Sure. Now, these numbers are relatively prime, so it came out to be 1. Let's do an example where they're not. And then I have to explain this. I want to make sure you understand what I'm doing and you believe it works.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know if I'm going to do that all now. I think we'll stop soon. But this is a way, not for finding the numbers, the multiples. We'll come back to that. But just to test
mm-hmm.
whether they're relatively prime or they have some other common divisor. Let me take some bigger numbers. 1,021 and 672. Now, are those relatively prime or not? Let me change that. 1,023
mm-hmm.
and 672. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
Are they relatively prime? Could be.
Right.
But we'll try this algorithm. 1,023. I divide it. I could subtract. You can do the whole thing by subtraction.
Well, that's
but,
what
but
I
it's
going to
take too long.
That's kind of what you did there.
Yeah. And the first step here is a subtraction. 1 times 672 plus a remainder. All the calculations are getting hard for us. 37, 35. The remainder is 351. I'll do the
mm-hmm.
calculations for you. Then we divide 672 by 351. Unfortunately, only goes in once again. Twice would be over 700.
Mm.
So, and the remainder is, I may be making mistakes too, a calculator would be better. Looks like 321. Oh, we're going to speed up now. This isn't going to take so long at all. 351 is 1 times 321. Did I make a mistake?
Oh, yeah. No.
I
forgot.
Yeah, plus 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's the remainder.
Mm-hmm.
321, this thing, the next thing, divide that by 20. It goes in 16 times, I think. No. 20.
Mm-hmm.
That 20 is not right. It's 30.
121.
30, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. 321 is, what times 30? I guess it's 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 times 30 plus the remainder, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
mm-hmm.
going. 30 is divided by 21. It only goes in once.
Yeah.
Remainder of 9. 21, this time 9, divided by 9, goes in twice with the remainder of 2 times 9, divided by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now divide 9 by 3. It goes in 3 times with the remainder of 0. It came out even.
Mm-hmm.
The last remainder you get before it comes out even is the greatest common divisor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Euclidean algorithm.
So this wouldn't be prime.
No, they are both divisible by 3. Did you notice that when we started?
No.
I concocted the example, so
yes.
It was the
mm-hmm.
3, 12, that's 4, 1, 341 times 3, and 3 goes into 672, 2, 12, 4, 224.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both divisible by 3,
yes.
They're not relatively prime, and you didn't see that, right?
I didn't realize.
You didn't see that, but here?
It shows.
Yeah, somehow this means. Now, we still have to talk about why this works, and then have to go back to my original question
mm-hmm.
about weighing potato starch.
This probably is a detour, though, but is there a name for that, when numbers differ by 3?
No, it's a good question. Yeah. If the greatest common divisor is 3, we don't say relatively prime. You could say relatively 3-ish.
But that's not commonly said.
No.
Okay.
So here's a question, though, that you might like. Suppose you have two 1,000-digit numbers. How long will this algorithm take? This is an important question. A computer scientist would ask this. You have an algorithm that does something. I haven't explained exactly why it works.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know, you have to prove it works. That's something that would interest a theoretical computer scientist. And you have to estimate or give a bound on how long it's going to take.
Well, when you say how long... Are you talking about how long you do it
steps?
By hand?
Now,
how many steps
Let's say how many divisions you will have to
mm-hmm.
do. Good point. Measuring how long
mm-hmm.
is not a simple matter.
Mm-hmm.
There are many measures of it. Because division is...
But the number of steps
let's just simplify it and ask
mm-hmm.
for the number of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2,000-digit numbers, you know, are bigger than a million. Much bigger than it. They're bigger than a billion.
Yeah.
So maybe it takes a million steps.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it takes a billion steps.
Well, this is a four-digit number
yeah.
that took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps.
Very good observation, yeah.
Uh-huh. So if you have a 1,000-digit number, it could take many, many more steps than that.
Millions and billions?
How many steps could it take?
Yeah.
It could, because this is almost twice as many steps as the number of digits.
You know, I'm impressed. You're not supposed to count the digits. You're supposed to think, and that you have the right answer in some sense. I'll tell you more, but a naive person would say, well, numbers that are, if you have two numbers, both are bigger than a billion, maybe it can take a million steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are big numbers.
Yeah.
And if it takes a million steps, you're already running into trouble on a computer for 1,000-digit numbers. And if you have 1,000-digit numbers, are again, are more than a billion. So maybe it takes a billion steps, or a trillion.
Yeah,
and a trillion, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncomputable
mm-hmm.
if it's going to take a billion steps. In fact, one can prove that it does have something to do with the number of digits. The
mm-hmm.
worst case is, I forget exactly, something like 4 times the number of digits. So of 2,000-digit numbers will take at most 4,000 steps.
Uh-huh.
But that's not, that needs a proof. That's not clear. And you
right.
jump to the right answer.
Uh-huh.
From,
observation.
If you thought longer about it, you'd get it wrong. Because you say
yeah.
billions and billions, that could take a million steps.
Mm-hmm.
So then it takes
mm-hmm.
a million steps.
Uh-huh.
4,000 is enough to do it. So it's quite practical to find the greatest common divisor of 2,000-digit numbers on the computer. 4,000 steps is nothing for it. You need a computer program that can handle 1,000-digit numbers, and there
mm-hmm.
aren't many.
Mm-hmm.
Your calculator, you can't type in a 1,000-digit number.
Right.
Anyway, I wonder why this works. What time is it? 10:33 already. Lesson's over.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
We have to do two more things before the subject
okay.
is gone, and that is think through why this works. I didn't explain it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You had
mm-hmm.
some idea, and I ran off doing it
mm-hmm.
without
mm-hmm.
explaining. And then how about the original question, the weighing potato
yeah.
starts? We have to get back to that.
Okay.
Because it's quite practical with 1,000-digit numbers to find multiple of one and a multiple of the other that differ by one. If your computer algorithm says they're relatively funny. Computer can do this in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And not with a billion steps, which would take noticeable time. Or a billion, which couldn't be ever be done. But I don't... So there's an algorithm, but it's important that it proves the theorem.
Mm-hmm.
there's a theorem that we have to be sure of, and this proof happens to be by very explicit construction, explaining a method that will do it. That's plenty. That's enough. Turn it off.